on, everybody? It's another episode. Nah, dude.
Just another episode.
Oh.
It's episode 160.
Holy cannoli. We made it so far. I don't know. It just felt good.
Oh, nah, dude.
160 episode, boys.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Pedro Lima, Kermit Gonzalez, Danny Davenport.
Yeah. Don't sigh so hard when
You said, can you believe it?
Can you believe it? We've been trying to end it.
He's been trying to end it for like
100 episodes.
So then he gets upset because Kermit's wife just discovered that Danny can't swim. The reason that conversation came up, I guess Baby Z is about to, it's about time she learns how to swim.
At 11 months.
At 11 months. It's about time.
Yeah.
She learns. Lazy baby, by the way. Laziest baby I've ever seen. At 11 months, doesn't know how to swim. Lazy baby.
So lazy. Lays around, does nothing.
Very lazy. I can see the black side where it gets it from.
Goodness.
Yeah. Come inside, just lays on the
bed. Baby Z is going to go to one of these swimming academy things. And I was jokingly, I go, it should be like one of these Russian ones where they just take the baby and they just throw it in the water.
Yeah.
Let it fight for survival.
Walk away.
Yeah. And she goes, what is it with Puerto Ricans? Just throw the baby in the water kind of thing. It's like, it's not a Puerto Rican thing. It was a white people thing.
Yeah, white people do
kind
that.
Of thing. And she goes, well, you know she's half black. And I go, so? I know more black people that know how to swim than white people that don't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
she goes, what are you talking about? She goes, Danny can't swim, and he's not black.
That's true. I am not black.
Not at all.
No.
We call him, what is the nickname we gave him?
Danny swims like a treasure box.
Yeah. Just treasure box Davenport, we call him.
Just sinks to the bottom. Yeah. Find it later.
I do. I can't. I just don't know how to. I don't. I mean, like, I know the motions.
Yes.
Right? And, like, if I can be in a pool. And I can go, like, I can move. I'm not saying like I'm just floundering. I can move. I just sink. Like, I just
no
go
matter
down.
How fast you
so,
you
no, propel. I'm losing altitude.
You're not kicking your legs.
Yeah, Kermit, I am kicking my legs.
We need to go to a public pool.
I gotta see this.
I know this sounds fucking absurd,
but we have to see.
I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? The only way you sink is you don't move.
Oh, okay. Oh, and you're right. Oh, it's fixed.
Yeah,
hey, I can do it now,
Dr.
guys.
Kermit.
Hey, guys, he did it.
So wait,
I'm 30. How old am I? Yeah. Fucking 37.
You know what Kermit does?
Do you get tired?
Kermit,
is that what it is?
Kermit also
tired.
Goes to people who are fucking who are in a wheelchair.
Hey, why don't you just stand up?
I broke my spine.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do is just use your leg.
Have you tried standing?
Yeah, stand up. Fixed problem.
Okay. Oh, it's been it's just a lifelong.
So
thing.
Wait, so you just said you kind of tread water, but then what? You just get tired.
No, I don't tread water. I can't tread water. I can't. Cannot.
You can use your hands. That's coming.
No, I was like, oh, yeah.
The treading water thing, like just being in deep water and kind of staying with your head above, that's out. That's not happening.
Really?
And it's no, it's not. I'm getting tired because I can't even do it for a little while. Can't. If I'm moving, I can kind of
I can get surfing. It I can understand if you, because they say muscle is heavier than fat,
but you're gonna make fun of me.
No
Hey man,
well that's clearly not it.
To the voice, Kermit.
Clearly not
Mitchell. To the voice.
Oh, there you go again with the stupid I'm heavy jokes. Oh, oh.
It definitely ain't the muscle part.
It ain't the muscle part.
I'm just saying.
You think your fat ass could float because the oil goes to the top of water.
Yeah.
Oil.
Fucking fatty oils. Have you tried flapping your man tits to see if that's fuck you?
Oh, God.
Every time I tell somebody, though, it's because I guess it is like a thing that people are surprised at because they look at me and they think it's just as simple as just like, oh, you're not doing like.
Right, right, right.
How many dozens of people do you think I've known who.
You're not doing your part. You're in a state surrounded by water.
Oh, I know. Like everybody has been like, no, I could teach you. And it's like, no, you can't. You can't. Sorry.
And you like fishing.
I do love it. I love the water.
That's crazy.
And you want to go deep sea fishing.
Deep sea fishing.
And I don't like wearing a life vest either because it's hot.
Yeah. And we're like one hurricane away from just being underwater.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to be saved in 6 feet of water. In 6 feet, someone had to save me because I had my fucking feet on the ground and the water was right fucking here.
Where was this?
At Wakiva Springs. My brother-in-law had to come help because I couldn't.
Did the lifeguard and the ambulance all show up?
Because all I could do is jump up and take a breath and make a face like, help me, and go back down. And I couldn't. There was no... I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Emergency. There's a fat guy drowning. Yeah, it's only 3 feet of water. There's kids playing around him like an octopus.
Tell him to just stand.
Is that a manatee? No, it's a human. It's a human. Get him.
It's a drowning human.
It's a drowning.
It's a 6 foot human drowning in 6 feet of water.
I like probably people didn't want to touch him. Be like, we don't know if it's a manatee or not because we're gonna get arrested if we touch it.
You get fucked up, dude.
Get a fine.
I can't swim.
God damn, dude.
And I like it. Like I like going to the pool. And like I said, I can swim from one end of the pool to the other. But like,
Touching the floor.
No, I'm not touching the floor. Okay. Like, I can move. I know how to move and kick my fucking feet and paddle my fucking arms. I'm on one breath. It's one breath. You know that shit where they, like, turn their head and get that fuck?
That's it.
I'm underwater.
You're here. If you do this, it's over. Yeah. You black out.
Dude, if I fell off a boat.
You're dead.
If I fell off a boat and, like, it didn't immediately come back to get me, my only chance of survival is to fucking sink to the bottom and try to run. That would be the only way. That'd be the only way I live.
Like a Looney Tune.
Try to run to shore. Jesus.
You're like perfect training for like what they do like in Hawaii. They get the rocks and they run underwater for training and they come back up. Yeah. You ever seen that?
Yeah, just be me.
You ever seen that? It's pretty cool.
Fucking Hawaiians are weird.
They go under, they grab a rock, and then they hold them and they run underwater as much as they can, as far as they can, and then they let go of the rock.
Here's the thing, dude. It's salt water. Why are you opening your eye?
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the documentary of when BJ Penn was fighting, I think GSP, he was doing that training. It was awesome. Yeah, it was really cool.
Hey, shout out to you on that video that's been getting a lot of views on that.
Which one?
KO.
Huh? The girl one? Is it doing okay?
Yeah. Yeah, are we getting good views?
Yeah. Oh no.
I don't know if I've seen it, so I don't know made the cut.
Because you do the things like does anybody say to her,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, oh no, yeah, you've seen the video.
Have I?
Yeah, the one where the girl goes in MMA.
No, I've seen that. I know.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about, Kermit.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know if I've seen the final clip put together.
Really?
Because there was a couple heinous things said, so I don't know if they made it to the if it made it to the clip is what I'm getting at.
Oh gosh. No. Can you play it real quick?
I mean, yeah, of course I can play it.
Can we get copyrighted on playing our own podcast? Oh, yeah, you're
going to get copyrighted on our own content?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's just
get copyrighted. Your brother's fighting this muscle guy. And they're doing the introduction in this corner. And this is muscle guy, just walking muscle in his jaw and everything.
And Fedor's just.
And Fedor's brother's like finishing half the cigarette, is putting it out. And Fedor's brother beats him. Now, I think in Russia, they're just letting people fight for freedom or bread or whatever it is.
Oh my God.
Oh my. Look, Bamba. Bamba boo.
Oh. I love that. Get up.
Our buddy JB Ball goes, they give a water for what?
I see videos like that and I just go, isn't there anybody in their life, like anybody who would be like, hey, don't go into the octagon?
Yeah, but they're offering her probably a nice little pocket change for that.
Maybe. How much?
I don't know, about a grand, maybe 2 grand.
They're giving her like 3 pounds of money.
Is that clip getting some traction?
Yeah, yeah. There's some comments too.
You want to read it? Yeah, I'll let you read it.
No, let Danny read it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, no. Dude commenting about the big girl having no one tell her. Oh, okay.
Oh, this is the whole setup.
I get it.
Read it out.
No. Dude commenting about the big girl having no one tell her not to fight is in the same weight class and shape as her. That's nice, dude. That's nice. Oh, and there Pedro says, bravo, great observation.
Wait, what?
Hey, what? Am I a guest on this podcast? Am I just a guest now? Is that what this is? Fucking manatee and me being fucking Baba Boo?
Baba Boo.
Huh? That's what we're doing now? I showed up on a Saturday for this? This is why we rescheduled? Huh? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing now? Okay. Who's that fucking guy? Let me see. Give me the fucking thing. Give it to me. Pull it back up. Let me see this fucking avatarless piece of shit. Shin M. Where is he? Let me see. Oh, I don't know how to work an iPhone, dude. What the fuck?
Let me see it. I'll go to it.
Who is this guy?
It's probably nothing. He's fucking...
Oh, joined 12 years ago with 7 subscribers.
Fucking troll.
Fucking bag of shit. Shin M.
This is the day. Shin Today's M, the day. Today's the day, Danny.
Hey, comment on one of the other platforms so I can see your fucking ugly face. Shin M.
Today's the day, Kermit. It's going to be like, fuck it, I'm running
fucking
now.
Fucking bag of shit.
I'm going to fucking run. I'm going to learn how to swim.
Yeah. Come find out about the weight class. Fucking little twink.
Yo, three-piece Davenport.
You bag of shit. I gotta give him. Drag you in the water with me. We'll both drown together. Yeah, let me take you swimming. Wear me as a fucking backpack.
Oh my God.
Good comment, though. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny.
I saw that comment. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, let me screenshot. I sent it to Pedro privately. I was like, I'm not going to put this in the group yet.
And I go, don't send it to him yet. Let's see if we can bring it up. It came out better than we imagined.
Way better than I thought it was going to be. I thought he was going to dismiss it and just, we're going to move on.
I thought about it. I should have. Fucking no name. green circle.
Oh, shit.
Avatar.
He went for the correct. Nicotine.
He got his blood pressure up. Just spits on my floor.
Swords of freedom. What the fuck kind of person? His name is Shin, and he's commenting any fucking thing.
Yeah, listen.
Just hide. Just hide.
He doesn't even follow us, I don't think. He just fucking jumped in and threw a comment at us.
A lot of things happen. I know last time we talked, there was only half of WrestleMania had passed.
Oh, that's right.
WrestleMania came and went. Fucking phenomenal.
Great WrestleMania. So fun.
It was fun. Danny shared a video of his kids losing their mind.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Over wrestlers.
That really are not that, being part of their day. Yeah, this hard.
We were kids.
Right.
And they're fucking blowing. They're popping.
Going nuts.
Over the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Love it.
When the, as soon as the bell tolled.
The gong.
Yeah, dude. They were like, oh, and they jumped. The Undertaker. It was fucking, they were excited.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, they've gone back because we got Peacock for these events. So they've gone back and watched so many old.
Let me ask you this.
Wrestling
Danny,
things. That's how they know them.
Because I don't have that. Right. At least not yet.
Right.
And my kids have never been interested in sports or anything like that. So hopefully with Sean, I'm going to be able to have a little bit of that. Like I got to experience it at Monster Jam when he saw the trucks and he's right. Like, wow. When the kids pop like that, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
What's that feeling?
Well, like? Here's the thing, right? So I'm not a huge wrestling fan. So it's
I get it.
You know, I would hope for that pop if it was something that I liked. But the fact that they like it that much, anything that much.
Their joy kind of thing.
And being that it's, especially for throwback guys that are from when I did watch, it is kind of like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't a, you know, the stuff still holds up. It's nice to know that your stuff still holds up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, but yeah, dude, they were pumped. They were absolutely pumped. And it was, you know, whatever time it was, 10:30, 11 o'clock. They're all tired and shit.
I hope Z likes wrestling. I really do.
Good luck with that.
You don't think so?
It's tough. It's tough. The girls are getting.
I don't know.
It.
Sayla loves it. Her problem is.
But she's around two boys.
She is. She falls asleep every time we watch.
This is great.
Every time. She has like a hard out. 10 o'clock. You better put them fucking headliners on by 10 o'clock. She fell asleep at Rockville in the grass when her favorite band, Evanescence, came out.
10
she
o'clock.
She was asleep in the grass.
Hey. Yeah, don't break that sleep cycle.
Got a hard out.
Yeah.
Save me.
That's me. That's me at like 11 at midnight when you guys be playing Helldivers. I'm like, oof.
All right. I'm going to try tonight. Tonight is Saturday. It's UFC 300.
Yep.
And I'm going to try and see how long I can hang out with Angel.
Oh, that's right. You're going to go be Mr. Social today.
Mr. Network.
Mr. Network.
Mm. Mr. Rubbing Elbows.
Rubbing Elbows.
Really don't want to.
It's a good night to go out.
You
do.
You brought it up.
I know.
You brought it.
It's a good card, though.
As a fucking thing, but none of you fuckers are going to go, so.
I'll go.
No.
I don't know. What time is it?
It's 8. He's there from 9 to 11. So at least we can watch the undercards, and then we can peel out.
go watch it on my phone in bed after that?
Or go straight to my house and just.
The card is so good tonight. UFC 300.
I just saw the card's okay. That undercard. Bro, that's WrestleMania night one.
Undercard is a for real card.
Dude, look at that, man. That undercard is great.
Look at that. Figueredo Garbrandt.
Bo Nickel, fucking Holly Holm on the undercard.
Fucking Miller still fighting? That's the Undertaker right there.
Dude, Cody and Figueredo is a fucking... That is too big of a fight for a fight night.
Wow, Bo Nickel's not on the main card.
Not even on the main card.
He's if they do it by the order like they always do, he'd be the main card.
He is. Yeah. He is the main.
Now, I want to tell you, Cody's going to piece this guy up.
You think so?
Just at the weigh-ins, I saw it.
Yeah.
He already measured him out because he came out all froggy and all that. Mm-hmm. And like I just saw, you can see Cody like doing this. I was like, oh my God. He measured him out at weigh-ins. He got him.
Yeah.
He's got, dude. This is, I think he's going to get
it. Can you do a part like, are you that confident?
I'm confident that Cody's going to win that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you pick four fights that you know in the undercard that I'll put $50 right now on my Hard Rock?
Dude, I think Cody's going to take that. I don't know about the Brazilian girls. I'll go with the one with the
strong. You don't have to go. You just need to pick four.
Oh, you just got to do four?
The four you're confident in.
I'm going to go Miller. I'm going to go Miller versus Green. I'm going to go with Miller. I'm going to go with Bo Nickel. Man, I love Holly Holmes, but I might have to go with this girl that's coming in.
Yeah.
It's her first UFC fight.
UFC fight. And Holly Holmes, how many fights has she been doing?
She's done so many.
So many. She's up there.
Is Kayla a boxer?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know these other guys in the middle. The Lopez and
Yusuf.
I don't know what that was.
Like. Okay.
But
so Kermit's.
Here's my parlay. I'm going to go with Cody. I'm going to go with Miller. I'm going to go with Harrison. And I'm going to go with Bo Nickel.
Okay.
Those are my. And then main card. Woo. This is fun.
That main card just kicks off with. Who's that? Sterling. Oh, Jermaine Sterling's
in the. Yeah, I didn't even know that. So like
kicking it off.
He's kicking it off
against. Isn't that the guy that dude from Portugal that dropped the F bomb?
Oh, it is that guy.
If you don't fight me, then I'll go to jail.
No. That's a Frenchie. No, the Frenchie guy. That's not him. He's American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. That's a Frenchie guy. I know who you're talking about though.
Okay.
Not him. Then you get the Polak. Samurai.
Proshaka.
Whatever.
Wow, dude. He's on the undercard. The guy just lost to...
No, he's on the main. That's the main card.
He's on the main card, but I'm saying he's... Yeah, he just lost to Pereira.
But you can't look at this like all like, oh, main card. These are all like... This, yeah. Like you said, this is a WrestleMania.
Dude, this is a good card. And then you got the Chinese in the co-main event, so you can take a water break.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so this is... Okay.
And then I don't think Hill's going to take it. Hill looks like he's been enjoying his time off. He got a little belly. I didn't like that look. I'm gonna go with Stone. I don't know, dude. Here.
Have you seen Pereira get touch and he gets like knocked down?
He plays a lot though, too. That whole like,
oh, you think he's playing it off?
100%. But that YouTuber that hit him or something like that. I think that's all BS. I don't think
because it gets to a point, right? You get hit, you get knocked out to a point that
I can't.
That's what happened to Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, your chin cannot take any more damage.
You just go like this.
Boop.
And it's like
good night. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. That's why those guys retire because they realize I can't take a punch in the head anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Danny, you got a parlay in mind?
I really think Gaethje's actually gonna beat Holloway.
No, I'm with you on that
one.
I think so too.
Pretty substantial.
Yes.
I think it's gonna be interesting. I'll be surprised if it goes the distance.
I wouldn't be surprised. Gaethje shows up looking like a monster compared to him, how skinny Holloway is.
And I don't know what the odds are for Hill, like the money line for him to win, but I feel like he's somebody who's constantly slept on against Pereira.
Ooh, you think surprise, surprise?
I think depending on the odds, it might be worth adding him to a parlay.
JB and Preacher are arguing with me about that one. They think Hill's going to take it too.
Of course, and you know why.
No, well,
it's the thing that I have with them.
But they put me on a video of seeing his training. It is good training.
I can put you videos of Pereira running in the jungle. Great training.
That's amazing training. I've seen him fight.
And here's the thing. It's like, I like John Jones, right? I think JB and Preacher, we like John Jones. But I know the pattern of, hey, fighter X against fighter Y. Hey, look pretty. I like the record strip. Bum, 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 bum. This one has a little bit more melatonin. We're gonna go after that. That's the one we're rooting for.
Okay.
So
no, I think
the only black guy they root against is DC.
Yeah. Yep. And then that Frenchie guy that John Jones fought.
Let me see if JB picks up the phone.
And then what do you think about Charles Oliveira?
I don't know anymore.
I don't know either. That's why I was just like,
four fights ago, Charles Oliveira is a no-brainer to me, and I'm not sure about him anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was close to being considered, I mean, not GOAT, but like that tippy-top echelon, and he still is.
All his fights won by submission and all that BS.
But I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
It hasn't looked like Oliveira of old. You know what I mean? I mean, he did knock out fucking Benel and pretty impressively.
They're not even doing early prelims, huh?
No, see, I don't know what you're looking at because
that is early prelims.
This isn't what the UFC card shows online.
Really?
No, it's not.
What? Am I looking at the wrong
serious?
Thing? No. Oh my god! Really?
Did you get conned by the internet?
Did I get duped?
And I was wanting to correct you, but
you should have.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Because main card is Bo Nickel, Oliveira, Gaethje, Zhang, and Pereira. The early prelims has Figueiredo and Cody.
Calvin, yeah.
And then the preliminary card is Yuri, Aljamain, Holly, and then these other two guys, Sadiq and Diego. So, like, I think
Aljamain Sterling is in the...
He's on the prelims.
He's on the prelim, right?
Yeah. That's more like it. And that's... I was wanting to correct you, but you guys had kind of rolled by the time I
handle.
Saw it.
There we go.
I mean, all the fights are the same. Right.
Boom, boom, the boom. Chinese don't have any odds, huh? They can't tell them apart. That's racist.
All right. So far, the little picture we saw was correct.
Go back up to the odds. I want to see what Hill and Pereira's odds are at. I mean, that's almost even money.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we're good on that. All the fights are pretty much even. This is prelims. Sterling's still fighting.
Wait, Serbia's the favorite?
Yeah. Yep. Over Yuri.
Okay.
And then the early prelims, this is where you still have Andrade and you have Figueiredo.
Oh, yeah. So we're okay. The card that I was looking at was just one fight off. This right here. We're okay.
I mean, it was more than that, but it's fine.
No, it's just one fight. There's one fight.
Okay,
missing.
Okay.
Look, these are all right.
Okay.
You think they're going to do a 10 bell salute for OJ Simpson? I mean,
just ding the bell 10 times.
Bell 10 times.
Should only be two, right?
The slicing of the carving of the steak.
Bro, the memes were just like ready for that guy to die. The amount of memes.
Nobody, did you know? I didn't know he had cancer.
I didn't know. I didn't even know how he died. I just didn't give him hair to read. I was just like, I don't care.
No, we know you don't care to read.
Danny goes, OJ Simpson died. And I go, okay. Yeah. And that was a much research I went.
He probably thought, he fucking started looking at the Simpsons cartoon and be like, who's OJ? There's Homer.
Which character?
There's Bart.
Which character is that?
Yeah, what character is the Simpsons?
That's a guy from...
I know they killed Ned.
I like ESPN's headline when it came out. It was OJ Simpson dies of cancer at 76, family says. Like,
family said.
Like, in other words, look, they just told us. We're just reporting. I know we're sports, and he was obviously a huge deal in sport.
Yeah, well, he was great.
So we clearly, as far as a sports broadcast, dude, would have every reason to tell you.
Fucking running through the airport, jumping over luggage, throwing the knife in the garbage can. That guy was phenomenal.
He's an athlete.
He's an athlete.
Athlete.
Did JB text you guys at all about the OJ Simpson stuff?
No.
Okay. That son of a bitch.
Why?
Because he texted me and then.
Just now?
No. This like at 3 a.m. And I got it. I got the text at 7 a.m. And its headline goes, OJ Simpson confessed to the family on his deathbed. And I'm like, no shit.
No way.
Is it so Rickroll?
Yeah. So I click on it and it's that black guy porn star with this huge.
Yeah.
So I wrote.
He got you.
Yeah. And I was like, you motherfucker. It's 7 a.m.
Hey, buddy. Send them to D. Russo.
I don't know D. Russo like that, though.
You can just.
He knows him?
You can look it up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. I was like, bro, that's. I didn't. 7 a.m. I haven't looked at my daughter. I haven't looked at my wife. And that's the first thing that I can start my day with.
You just saw cousin-in-law's dick.
That's your fault for choosing the phone first.
Did you guys had a good eclipse?
I was driving. I didn't get to see it.
Oh, you missed most of it?
Yeah. I mean, I just noticed it got a little bit. It seemed like it was hazy. That's all it seemed like. It did. It got a little bit dimmer.
I had the glasses.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you went out and looked at it?
No, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Really? That does not seem like something you would give a fuck
about.
Dude,
I was
doing.
Home at 3 o'clock.
Just
fucking, what am I going to do? Work or fucking?
Well, I tell you, there's a rocket launch going off, and you guys go, bah, who gives a shit?
That's not true. I said I would go.
Go what?
To go see a rocket launch.
You can see it outside.
I see it outside all the time, but I want to be as close as possible to see one.
All right.
But feel the afterburn.
Angel hooked me up with the glasses and stuff like that. And I tried test it out. Dude, you can't see shit.
Oh, no, no.
Then when you look in the sun is when you see it and it's clear. And it didn't get a full eclipse here in Florida. It just did like a moon crest kind of deal.
Was it cool?
It was awesome. Yeah. It was pretty dope. And then I saw Kermit's sister put a welding mask on and stare at the... Was it even a welding mask?
It was.
Yeah, just staring up at it. She goes, ah, it hurts. So I think...
You didn't get any superpowers?
Yeah.
You didn't get any kind of weird thoughts?
It didn't burn the lesbianism out of her?
No.
I'm a big fan of the people. Every time an eclipse happens, they think like it's like a whole, like it's a, you know, God coming down, that kind of shit. And it's always funny to me because there's an eclipse somewhere on Earth like every year.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a super rare occurrence. It just, they think the rapture is coming only when there's an eclipse that is visible in America. It is the funny part to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's coming through Tennessee. This is the one because that's kind of close to where I live. Well, okay.
It's so primitive kind of deal because, you know, the Aztecs.
Sacrifice, apparently.
Yeah. According to that Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah, Apocalypto.
Apocalypto.
Yeah.
They stopped the sacrifice when there was an eclipse there. And oh, the sun god is happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kill somebody.
That's paid or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
They knock the head down the...
Otherwise, if that eclipse didn't happen, heads are rolling.
Sorry for you.
Yep.
But we still act like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we definitely know better. And people are still... Because you sent a clip.
I was going to say, you guys sent a couple clips.
Which I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. Because I was about to do the intro for... white people shit and have Danny Davenport explain this.
Oh,
but the person that killed themselves,
that one
was more not white.
Oh, really?
Not Hispanic.
Hey,
give it up for the sisters.
Really?
She was like an astrologist.
Mm-hmm.
And when it became like the week of, then she started sending messages on Twitter about ready for the rapture.
Oh,
ready for this. When people believe in planets.
Dude, this story is really dark.
When they believe in planets.
They believe in planets.
Yeah.
And stuff. What do you got from the story?
I got the whole clip of the...
Go ahead. Did you...
Play it? Yeah.
Can you... Oh, you want to play it or you want to summarize it?
And now we're disturbing
layer to this. Let Danny determine.
A lot of our foundations as a society are toxic. They're ungrounded and they're unrealistic.
LAPD confirms Danielle Johnson, a.k.a. Danielle Aoka, seen here on the Scotty and Sylvia show, was an astrology influencer on social media.
Pause.
Who was concerned about the eclipse.
Pause. Put your thumb on it.
Can you pause it? An astrology influencer is that's already
the word influencer. It's
huge red flags. It's correct. Huge red flag. An astrology influencer is red flag.
It's somebody that speaks about astrology on the internet.
Okay. Yeah, dude.
Everyone uses that word now. Influencer.
And also, that's an overused word. Yeah. When we say influencer, how much influence really?
I'm a barbecue influencer.
Yeah. Right.
But I just barbecue at home.
I'm a barista influencer.
Yeah. All right. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yeah, I got it.
All right. Go on. Go on, I guess.
You're karate school influencer.
More karate influencer. Deaths.
Leading up to the eclipse on Monday, Danielle, who went by the handle Mystic X Lipstick, made several alarming posts like these. Wake up, wake up. The apocalypse is here. And the eclipse is the epitome of spiritual warfare. She also reposted alerts that signaled, this is the final warning. Oh. Something big is coming.
Oh, boy.
This type of story is
it's a long video. Okay. But
how much time do we still have?
Oh, a lot. It's a lot.
We're not halfway through it yet.
Not even halfway through.
Oh, okay.
So the bottom line is, she goes totally apeshit and she ends up racist. Murdering. Oh, Jesus. Not like that. Oh, whoops.
Bam. She goes bananas.
Racist.
She ends up murdering her boyfriend.
What'd she do next? Climb the Empire State Building?
Swatting on planes? What is fuck? How racist are you?
Jesus. Episode 160, guys. I'll see you guys later.
God damn.
Oh.
I'll take a timeout.
Anyways, all right. So what's she doing?
Somebody's doing some editing.
Damn, Kermit.
Leave it in.
All right. So what happened?
She was there and then she started going boogie, boogie, boogie.
So what happened? She lost it?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of. JB. Oh, hold on. JB. Hey, buddy. We're talking right now about this black astrology influencer that killed herself over the eclipse, but that's not what we're talking about that I called before. you're picking Hill over Pereira, and I'm saying, and there was no surprise when Kermit told me that you and Preacher were picking Hill. Uh-huh. No. Black dude. I have receipts.
The case.
I have receipts.
That's not the case. Like, I've been at Jamal Hill the whole time.
The only black guy you guys go against is DC. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I go against Floyd Mayweather every fight.
Man.
You just give all your money back, I guess.
Speaking of money, my
So.
Jamal Hill is I'm debatably, like, we, Preacher and I will talk about this, right? Like, John Jones is our favorite fighter.
Yes.
Right? But after that, then you go like, who is your favorite fighter? And then you move on from Don Jones. So Don ain't going to move. So who's actually left? Who are you like actually invested in on that level, right? And I think he's Izzy and then Kamaru.
Okay.
For me, like, I'm Jamal Hill first. Then Izzy, then Kamaru. If you're talking about, okay. Just,
hey, keep going down your list.
Yeah, give us the list because so far it's melatonin heavy. But go ahead.
All right, go down your list.
John Jones, you, me and Preacher have our same favorites, which is John Jones.
Yeah, John Jones is it for me. Volk is huge for me. I'm probably go Jamal Hill, if I'm doing it in order. I'm going John Jones, Jamal Hill, Izzy, Volk, Max Holloway. Then I'm going to go Leon Edwards, then Kamaru.
Was Leon favorite after he knocked out Kamaru?
Dude, I loved Leon for years. Okay. Like, I was on team like, yo, Leon's getting fucked over during the pandemic. I was good luck for a while.
Okay.
And my only thing with Leon is that he doesn't promote. But that's part of like who he is. You know what I mean? Like he just wants to fight. But he hasn't turned down shit. He steps up. He goes, then let's do it.
Right.
I just love that he's always like, then let's do it.
Okay.
I've always appreciated that. And it just feels like it took way too long for him to get a shot. But at the same time, I just hope, it just seems like they're really trying to undercut him. And he's really a dope-ass champion. I just really love what he is. I just wish they had an idea of how to market him. Because he's super dope and people don't understand how. But yeah. And then me personally, I feel like nobody put me on it.
I'm just waiting for you to get to Colby. That's all.
we were talking about like after OJ passed, who are the celebrities, public figures that we would shield nothing for? Feel like that they died.
Wow. So you didn't feel anything when OJ passed? You didn't feel anything?
No, I mean, like my sister literally texted me the news, and I just say, "Good riddance, question mark." I'm like, that was my whole time. Like, what about OJ? Am I supposed to miss?
I don't know. What about that post you sent me?
Hey, congrats. Oh, by the way, my hat, me and Denny, hats off on that text that you sent to Kermit.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Great job, JB.
No, don't. It's not a great job.
Screw you.
He goes, that's the way I started the morning. I didn't even have coffee. I didn't even look at my daughter first. I just saw a dong from a big black guy to start my morning.
People about like a third leg looking like a tree trunk. That's the first one.
Yeah. It's so gross. It's so gross. That it looks Photoshop. It's so gross.
Those old Bang Bros episodes where they would have some like tiny girl,
yeah,
and like a monster sized dude, right? And they would always have her like put her forearm next to her. Oh my god, it's the size of my arm, but she's probably like Kermit height, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This thing's the size of a mic.
It's full size. Yeah, it's full size.
It looks like the worm from Doom.
It looked like everybody imagined the shower scene in the Green Mile would look like.
I don't like the dark boss.
JB, we're gonna let you go, buddy, but let us know when you're in Tampa.
All
right, brother. Beautiful. Late.
Later. So that lady lost her shit.
She murdered her boyfriend, stabbed him like multiple times.
Okay.
And then went down the highway, kicked her, I believe, son out the car.
It was two kids, right?
I think it was two.
I thought it was a...
Did she kill him?
They died.
Both kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she alive?
And no. I think then she ran into a tree and died.
Sonny Bono.
That's Sonny Bono died?
Sonny Bono style. Well, Sonny Bono died hitting a tree skiing.
Oh,
let me ask you this. Do we have to be accurate on this at all?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right.
The two kids or one kid?
Are we a news report?
I think no, but we're, I don't think
it's bad. It's a bad report.
Okay. I think we're missing some of the major stats.
Because
I thought it was two kids.
This is when the reporter goes and then at the end of the news, here comes the producer and be like, to correct the story.
Here's the thing. I just don't, because I want to participate, but I don't know. I'm remembering it different. I thought it was two kids. One of them was like 9 and one of them was like a baby. And the baby,
you're right.
The baby died, and the 9-year-old had to watch the baby get hit by a car. Like it got fucking weird. And I feel like we're just going, just two and like, and two, but I'm pretty sure it was way worse than that even.
Oof.
It's not good.
You're right.
It's bad.
Oh, it's bad.
But
if you run over a baby, do you pull over to the side or do you just be like, no, that was a soda can? Do you do the pretend nothing happened?
You look in the mirror at least, right? Don't you look in the mirror?
Don't even check the rear view?
It's LA traffic. It's LA traffic. Oh, I've had squirrels actually commit suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
Under.
But don't you look in the mirror to see if you did it?
I hear the crunch. I know.
It's such a crazy sound when you crunch a squirrel, isn't it? You're like.
But I'm saying you're in traffic in LA. You're already pissed off. And somebody sidekicks a baby, you run it over.
Is there? It was 3 a.m. Is there traffic in L.A. at 3 a.m. still?
Yes.
Or are they moving full speed?
Not that bad.
Are they moving full speed?
They're moving.
They're moving.
Yeesh.
They're moving.
Yeesh. Oh, this happened at 3 a.m.? There's no way they pulled over to the side.
No, I can't imagine. You would.
Oof. Wait up.
It's like,
up this.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
Just laying like my dog on 436.
This was after the eclipse, right? Goddamn picture.
Jesus Christ. I want to get out of this story so bad.
It was after the eclipse that she did that, right?
Good question. I don't know.
And because see, this is the part that bugs me is because it sounds like if you're an astrology influencer and that is like how you like define yourself,
yeah,
and you say some shit about rapture and stuff, yeah, and it doesn't happen.
I think we should label ourselves as news influencers.
No, we shouldn't. Once she commits to being that,
mm-hmm,
then don't you kind of get her going, oh shit, they'll all know I was a complete fraud. Let me fucking.
Oh, when the eclipse. Was this after? Or after the eclipse?
It was after, I think.
Oh, shit. Nothing happened.
And she didn't want to
delete the post.
Yes.
And just what take I think the it L, was. Be like, oh, fuck. Nobody's going to believe now what Gemini's thing that says.
Yes, exactly.
The moons and the stars are upon you.
Oh.
And luck will be on the side once a Libra crosses your.
Oof. That's what I mean. Like, I told everybody that the eclipse was the end of the world. Why would they believe me now when I tell them Saturn's moon is going to make them hungry? You know what I mean? Yeah. Why would they do that? I'm out.
What a fucking...
But also...
That bitch.
Also, she had a boyfriend? What kind of a guy has an astrology influencer girlfriend?
Well, a guy that probably needs a place to stay. And he'd be like, hey, she does whatever she
does. Yeah, I was going to say, like, whatever. He probably just like, whatever.
He probably just plays NBA 2K all day.
She makes money doing that shit. Whatever. She has a Patreon. Whatever.
Yeah. I want to see, like, the whole story told.
Are there white astrologists? Because I know.
Of course.
No, because I know we had Walter Mercado. Who was?
What about that Joel Osteen? Isn't he the same shit? He's the same shit, I think, right? I think he's the same shit, buddy. I know exactly what I said. Same bullshit. Leave it in.
Damn.
Bring it.
He said, Osteen is in the strong.
It's the same thing.
Same thing. He's taking all you guys' money, just sheep.
there are. That is a. Honestly, I didn't know there was black people that fucked with astrology. I thought it was.
Talking about, call me now, Cleo.
Is that astrology?
Yeah,
is
100.
It?
Yeah.
Fuck, I thought it was like the spirits or some shit. I didn't know it was
astrology. Same thing.
Yeah, same shit.
I honestly didn't know.
Dionne Warwick with her psychic friend network?
I thought it was them essential oil white people that fucked with astrology.
There was a white guy, I think his name was Danny Spivey. He had like a afro, like a white afro. Bro, let me find
What did you say? Danny Spivey?
Is this a guy with the black guy with the glasses?
No.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead. You guys care.
I was thinking about the guy that looks like Neil deGrasse, but he's not him. There's a guy that looks like him with glasses on.
I honestly thought astrology was a white girl thing. Until people started showing, like, I didn't realize.
What was the one that Will Ferrell used to always make fun? Hi, if the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it?
Well, Harry Carey? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Harry Carey was a baseball announcer.
I just thought that he was, like, for real. Do you see that shit, too?
Let me see this guy.
It's Gary Spivey.
Gary Spivey, okay.
And he is a psychic.
Oh.
Enjoy that.
Oh, my God. This guy.
Let me see. Enjoy.
What the fuck is that?
No way.
God, bro. Damn.
Yeah, that's real. That shit look like from Spaceballs. That shit is hilarious. Get out of here.
I don't understand.
That's hilarious.
This is why it's not fair to throw the word influencer around.
Look up psychic Gary Spivey.
My God, dude.
To play along at home.
Good grief.
Who's that? Sean?
No, Z.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how to work an iPhone. Nobody does. That's why you guys are getting sued by the picture of you government. No, I touched the screen and it made a fat man come up.
Hey, that's American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
No, that's Adrian Adonis.
Oh, fucking same thing. Stupid Apple. Fucking God damn it.
No, too damn funny.
Look at those hairstyles.
Dude, that looks hilarious.
There was also you also sent the story of the woman who left a huge tip because the rapture was coming.
Oh, that
was the eclipse. The rapture's coming. And then it, you know, obviously they didn't get drug up to heaven.
She left a 777 tip because that's heaven's number.
Something to do with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the clip.
Which I thought 777, that was from like the Vegas slot machine. But anything to counter 666.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be 555?
Because I don't
know. It has to be higher. Then 666.
Like, dude, these people.
But then it didn't happen. And then that bitch went back to the Applebee's.
Yeah, and to get a refund.
To get a refund on a tip.
What a cunt.
The tip was so, like, and then she was like, no, you got to give me a refund. They're like, no, we asked you. We're like, are you sure about this?
You know what came out of this eclipse? It's pretty much, it wasn't the rapture or anything like that. But it shone a light on a bunch of cunts. The eclipse spotlight on cunts.
Oh.
One killing innocent kids and herself.
Yep.
The other one's rescinding on a tip.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, you tie yourself. That's why I feel like some of these, you know, these, not to say, not to bring it up, but like some of these people who like have attached themselves to Trump or some politician or whatever, like some of these people just, they're in it. It doesn't matter what the fuck happens. I'm in it. I can't admit that I was wrong. I can't admit that I was wrong.
Yeah.
And if I
stay in the lie.
But dude,
stay in the lie.
Oh, dude, I'm just so I love it when people really freak out about like the rapture type shit and they really freak out about these conspiracy theory type things and then it just doesn't pan out and you go, what now?
It was Y2K was supposed to happen. I remember as a kid I would freak the fuck out. Over the year 2000, I would have fucking anxiety attacks over it. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Then
it did. Something did happen.
Then
Chris Jericho's appearance. That's how I remember Y2K because they made such a big deal.
Y2J.
Y2J.
He showed up in August.
Yeah, he did. He showed up late.
And then it was supposed to be the Mayan calendar
2012.
Nothing
happened. I remember the Mayan calendar.
And now, I'm like, fuck it, dude.
I just like how the eclipse only brings the rapture when it comes through America. I love that part.
You keep looking over there. I'm waiting for my nephew.
They're all at the door. She's like playing guard. Yeah, she's playing guard at the door because they keep running.
Let them loose.
Yeah.
So,
well, I hope that lady who left the big tip doesn't have money for her fucking insulin now or whatever. I hope so.
Hopefully she loses a leg and they credit it to the eclipse.
I hope so. I hope she admits she was wrong and, you know, suffers for it.
There's always next eclipse, lady.
Yep.
You got it. There's probably another one next year.
No. So. Well, this type is not going to happen for another 20 years.
We always hear that.
In the United States.
Like Danny said, but it'll happen in Brazil or it'll happen somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it happens all the time.
Turn around. I'm a little bit lonely and I'm getting back my tip. Turn around. I kick a baby down the 405 and now he's gonna run over by a semi truck. I fucked around with the eclipse.
What a huge mistake.
Now I lost my sight and I need your
mother. But what's weird is those same people just keep it. They'll attach themselves to the next one too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just the next one. Oh, the next world is ending.
My calculations were up.
These fucking world is ending. The number of people who think the world is ending in their lifetime. This is the fucking most selfish thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, why would it be? Oh, because you're here?
Hey, here's the thing. Hey, fuckface. If the world is ending, why are you tipping heavy?
Oh, I'd try to.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The world is ending.
But he's not going to enjoy that money.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, can I tell you something? I went and I don't want to mention the name of this ice cream place, Kelly's, but I went there and I got me a little treat.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a good ice cream.
Yes. And they gave me the thing and it said 2%, 1%, 2%, 3% or no tip.
Mm. Okay.
I hit no tip.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately I see $3 got added to the fucking thing.
Oh.
And I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is wrong. I hit no tip and it's going $3. Mm. Can you reverse it? And she goes, oh, I don't think there's a way to reverse it.
Yeah, there is no way to reverse
it. It's like, you better reverse it or I'm walking away with a pint.
Damn, dude. $3 tip for ice cream?
And they had to for fucking just go scoop.
That's what I'm talking about, man. No, you guys yelled at me about this kind of shit.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm with you there.
What do you mean? It's the same thing as if someone's serving you a beer.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, you don't tip a bartender?
I tip a bartender. I don't tip the tub girls.
But if a bartender pours you a beer, you got to tip that?
I tip if they're serving you the beer.
How much?
Are they giving you a can or are they fucking putting in a glass and that doing this?
It's the same thing.
A scoop of ice cream and a glass of beer is kind of the same thing.
Thank you.
It is. It is.
It's the same thing. It's actually, the ice cream is more work.
Do you tip at Baskin Robbins?
Never. It's ridiculous.
Never, right? This tipping thing is gotten out of control.
I don't tip, period, for ice cream.
No,
that's crazy.
No. I'm pro tipping.
Hard serve, soft serve, whatever serve. Tipping, I don't give a shit.
This tipping thing is getting out of control.
It's way out of control. I've been saying this.
I fucking hate that I got to join Kermit's side on this.
Thank you.
But I'm not tipping at a fucking ice cream place.
No. I'm also not going to tip for a one slice pizza. How about that? You got a tip for that? You guys just threw it in the microwave. I guess,
but who, what is, so here's my question.
I'll tip a dollar.
Because
maybe a dollar.
I think the whole tipping, by the way, I think the whole tipping economy is fucking horseshit and shouldn't exist.
Correct.
But who are you teaching a lesson by not tipping in a
them
in a reality where we
them
where we do exist?
Them.
Who? Who's them?
Them. The one asking for the tip.
Why you, it's their, is it their fault that
them
that tipping is expected?
They know. They fucking make money.
They're also double tipping now. That's another bullshit.
They add the tip on the bill.
I have seen that. I saw
that at Hangry Bison.
I saw that at Kobe.
I'm not naming that place.
I saw it at Kobe.
Yeah,
it was the
they
same
double
thing.
Tip.
They add gratuity and they're like, tip. I'm like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like Firehouse, whoops, you buy the sub. They go, do you want to round it up? Blah, blah, blah. I go, okay, cool. And then they go, you want to add another tip? I go, wait, I just thought I just tipped it.
With
no, you're rounding it up.
You rounded it up for the firefighters.
Yeah, that's the tip. That's the tip.
$9.89. Sandwiches, $9.89. Round it up.
I don't know. I say no now.
Here's what bugs me is you're mad at, who are you mad at?
At them.
At them.
The, like literally the
it's, like when it's the equivalent of Publix. Hey, you want to donate to the Ronald McDonald House? It's like, no, have Ronald fucking give
you
money.
You're mad at Publix for that.
And Ronald McDonald House.
All right.
And kids. Don't be sick, kids.
Don't be sick.
No.
Jesus.
Let's run it down. Let's fucking scale it. Or they're like, hey, parents, stop fucking and making kids that are sick.
See, I'm like,
that's a horrible take. I know it is. I'm just being fucking.
I don't know. I think macro on it. And maybe you guys think micro. You know what I mean? Because like you guys.
Ish?
No, you guys are like, you're mad at the restaurant for doing that. And I'm mad that we live in a world that exists where that's even
in
thought
Europe,
of as possibly
you know what's
necessary.
Funny? You know what's funny?
You know
in,
what I mean?
In Europe, that doesn't exist.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Tipping, you don't tip.
They don't
in
even
Europe.
Have this conversation.
No.
No, but we do. That,
and that's why they get upset when they come over here.
They lose their shit.
They don't know how to tip. Yeah. They're like, tip? No.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. I'm mad that I'm. Like, I'm upset that we live in a situation where tipping is like a thing and has to be thought of whether it's whether this fucking minimum wage person is worth it or not. And it shouldn't be on me or them. It should just fucking not be a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ronald McDonald's, Roundup for Ronald McDonald's. I fucking hate living in a place where Ronald McDonald houses are even fucking necessary. They yeah. should just be taken care of
yeah.
by the people who fucking live here.
Yeah, hospital should be the Ronald McDonald
house. That's what I'm getting at. So, but I'm not going to be mad at Ronald McDonald's house. They fucking are helping out because they're doing the work because nobody else will do it. That's yeah. the fucked up part. So, I understand. I'm just as mad about tipping as you guys. I just don't take it out on the people who would get the tip.
If we believe that they get the tip, that's the other hole. That's a whole.
If we believe.
Yeah. Look at you.
If we're going down that hole. But my,
it goes all to Jeff Bezos.
It goes to Jeff Bezos.
And what's that, the other that guy that they man, fucking love?
Elon Musk.
What's yeah. the other guy that they, Soros.
Oh, Soros, yeah.
It goes to Soros and the gay frogs. They get all the money.
They get all
and they keep it in a vault. And then they jack off all over the pennies and nickels.
Dude, the fact.
And they swim in it.
The fact.
And they use it as coating.
I think we talked about this before, but what was the name of the ice cream place?
Kelly's.
Kelly's? Yeah. Is that like a chain? Is it a chain?
No.
No?
It is now.
It is now.
Or Baskin yeah. Robbins even, right?
Yeah. That's Baskin Robbins is a chain.
So how come, what is it, Harry Baskin? Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anybody fucking hit the guy with a brick? Why? Why does he sit? He sits in whatever big ass house he's in yeah. while you, the fucking consumer, is mad at him, the fucking cashier, and he's just sitting there going,
but the ice cream is good.
It's fine. Yeah. Why doesn't anybody
ever have Kelly's? Bricks?
I don't think. I've never heard of it.
So good. I get Cookie Monster.
Do you get Cookie Monster?
I do get Cookie
Monster. Their butter pecan is pretty
Where is it?
It's if there's a Foxtail. Wherever coffee place, they normally have like a small Kelly's in there, but the original Kelly is in downtown Orlando.
Milk District.
All
right. Yeah, right next to like by Johnny's Diner.
It's good.
So yeah, good.
It's fucking good.
It's so good.
Oh, so then tip.
It's crack.
They make good food for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that I hit no tip. And
that is shady.
$3.
That's shady.
Because anybody else would be embarrassed and be like, fuck.
But you did.
And I was not in the mood.
Yeah, that's like, fucked up.
I would have been like, yo, you owe me a scoop.
Yeah.
Give me an extra scoop.
Because that was the morning.
Damn, you did. In
the- that was the morning that my morning started all fucked up.
Fucking morning ice cream.
Morning ice. Gotta get my morning ice cream.
No, don't backtrack. You guys have ruined my day by making me mad at my ice cream place.
No, because that morning started with my father doing his impression of Sabu. Yeah.
Sir, we don't open till 10 a.m. I want
it
now.
Open it.
I need my brekkie ice cream.
It was around 5:30, 4:30.
Oh, okay. I went over
there. A.M.?
No.
5:30 a.m.
I can't do ice cream. I do
they're,
sweet.
They're making
can
the
do
ice
sweet
cream.
Sweet in the morning?
Yeah, for sure. It's like French toast, pancakes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have salty.
I'd rather
savory
yeah,
salty.
I do both.
Sausage, eggs.
Oh, eggs.
Do the big old hash grand brown. Slam, baby.
No, I don't do pancakes. Very rare I'll do pancakes.
Oh, man. I always get any restaurant got French toast.
I get that's it. The one, huh?
Yeah.
That's it. I like me some French
have
toast.
Have you ever had Eggs Benedict?
Yes.
Do you like Eggs Benedict?
Depends on the place.
Okay.
Because some places they cook that ham that tastes like it came from Subway. And then some places the ham tastes okay. like good.
I've never had Eggs Benedict.
Now, have you ever had a hollandaise sauce?
That's what makes
it's good, dude.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where I'm worried that that's me going, look how white I am, guys. But hollandaise sauce is good.
No, I want to try it.
And the biscuits and the English muffins got to be cooked. Right. If that shit's hard like a Frisbee,
yeah.
Get it out of here. Get it out. It's got to be, everything's got
to
be perfect.
It has to be rubbery.
Not rubbery, but flaky enough where, like, that egg, when you cut that egg open.
I like how when you ask him if he likes a type of food, he goes, only if it's properly cooked. Like, of course that's what I'm asking.
No, but you probably eat, like, some commercial shit.
No,
I don't like,
no, but
you probably ate that shit from a gas station.
No, what I'm saying.
Egg Benedict, and you open from a packet, and you just eat it like that. That's the kind of shit. And then you bought a pickled egg or
something. What
some
I'm saying is you
left.
You hedge everything instead of just.
Hedge it.
I go, do you like pizza? Well, it depends. Is the pizza come with the. Shut up,
wow,
dude.
That was such a good Kermit. that was good.
First off, no, let's not get into
depends. Do they use real cheese or would they use? It's like, Jesus.
Hold on. Let me try. Let me see. Let's do a Kermit off.
All right. Hey, do you like cheeseburgers?
It all depends if it's cooked properly. And I don't know because sometimes they give you the thing, take like a first week.
Yeah, but do you like cheeseburgers?
If it's cooked properly, sometimes because sometimes they give it to you if it's rare and it's not even cooked. It's like jelly.
Like potato salad, then. Do you like potatoes?
If it's cooked properly, sometimes they just give you a potato. It's not even peeled.
Yeah, that's what it's like sometimes. Yeah. Do me one.
Do you?
Yeah, do me. I want to do another Kermit impression.
Oh, okay. Okay. So do you like, what is it that you like about the Eggs Benedict?
Well, it depends on if the ham is, if it's really from the place or if it's from like a Subway. Or
I can't tell if it's you or me doing it.
It's really,
that's how good
it's
it
spot
is.
On. It's really close. So it's good. Really close.
Oh. This has been episode 160 of Nah Dude, everybody.
That's how you do everything. It bugs me. Hey, did you like Star Wars?
Well,
they do the writing properly.
I don't think they did the characters. If you read the book.
Darth Maul shouldn't have a sword. And that's it.
Hey, man. Did you like it or not?
Enjoy your being successful. I like the robots.
It's been episode 160. Make sure you check out the website, nahdude.com. You know the drill. Tell two friends. Make sure they click subscribe, unsubscribe, subscribe again. And then have them tell another two friends.
Do you like improperly clip? Okay.
I love it. Sometimes.
Can we end this?
You got any shows coming up?
Not at all.
Good.
Good.
Fucking don't. All right.
Bye, bitches.